Yeah, it was in working with my coach, Linda, where she started to kind of show me there were payoffs and costs to everything, right, that I was doing. So the payoffs would be kind of that illusion of control, that what were the costs to me? I was constantly tired. I was constantly stressed. I was always overwhelmed because I had to be on top of everything all the time. Nothing could slip, you know, because if it did, it meant that Shirley wasn't in control and the world was chaotic and I was nobody. And it was just like kind of hanging on. And then through the coaching that she could see, like, girl, like, there's a different way. Like, you don't have to be on top of everything all the time. It's okay. And that control doesn't really exist. It's like this idea that we keep chasing.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to season 5 of Stand Up and Stand Out. Can you believe it? Already to season 5? It has been a whirlwind year already. A lot has happened. You guys know after listening to season 4 that I just launched Chameleon Mindset, my new book about how to embrace change and build mental resilience to transform your life and career. Lots more information, obviously, coming on Chameleon Mindset. We'll have the new online course coming soon. We've been doing lots of webinars, and I'll be on the road for the book tour. So hopefully we'll get to catch up together soon. Because why not just do another one? I have another book that just came out, The Great Leadership Awakening. In this book, I collaborated with 20 other amazing women. Each of them contributed a chapter talking about when their leadership was awakened and part of their transformation, maybe over the pandemic or maybe over a longer period of time, really stepping into their power and showing what it means to truly be a leader. Welcome back to Stand Up and Stand Out. We are in season 5, if you can believe it, and we are here with one of the wonderful women of the Great Leadership Awakening. So excited to introduce you, and let Shirley say hi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Shirley Wanlin. Thank you so much, Nikki, for having me on the show. I'm excited to get into it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. And so, Shirley, you are in chapter 23, so you are really bringing the house with more love, less fear. And I love that it's a hashtag. That's fantastic. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to join the book with the team?
Yeah, you know, I had been searching kind of my, you know, I'd been hiding most of my life, to be honest with you. And kind of this idea of like putting myself that out there in a book seemed like actually like the next part of like my growth journey of just like putting it out there and being out there and not hiding. So really, like, in all honesty, it was just kind of a step for me to be my more authentic self and kind of get there. And like, this is Shirley Wantlin, everyone. And, you know, in my chapter, it's just kind of really talking about the journey from going from corporate employee to starting my own business, founding it with a partner, and then that process, painful process of being a solopreneur kind of after that. And I've been running recovery consultants solo for the last 7 years, and it's amazing. It's amazing.
Shirley is the co-founder and principal of Recovery Consultants LLC, which provides a full continuum of recovery services to individuals and families struggling with substance use disorder and mental and behavioral health issues. She is dedicated to serving and advocating for those who feel shamed and stigmatized by addiction or mental health issues. I think this is, it's so important and so critical on so many aspects. And I think we underestimate, you know, what addiction actually means and what people can be addicted to. And also just coming out of the pandemic, how many new issues kind of arose during that time. So I think it's a perfect thing, you know, for you to continue to be dedicating yourself to. And I'm sure it's incredibly fulfilling work to be doing.
Yeah, it's fulfilling work. And it's, you know, it's recovery a little bit different. I think most people, when they hear about addiction, they think about like AA or like rehab, right? And, you know, those kind of being like the gold standards. And that works for some people, and it's a great support for some people. But then there are a lot of people that that's not helpful for, or they can't, doesn't relate to them or doesn't resonate with them. And then they're like, what do I do? What, you know, and they come and work with me and we figure something else out. But yeah, everyone's recovery can look different. It can be their own unique path. And my big thing is, you know, no judgment on anyone's journey. Their journey is their journey, and it may look completely different than yours, and that's okay.
I love that. And, you know, I did the same. I left my corporate job, you know, to start my business and start to really give back and starting to help people in areas that I saw them struggling. But I would easily say I was addicted to work. You know, I was always there. I was always on, and I was always burnt out, and I really wasn't happy. And it really took a lot of people intervening to be like, whoa. And that doesn't happen often in Silicon Valley. Most everyone is like, hey, more, more, more. And they were like, Nikki, less, less.
Oh, good for you for having people to kind of see that. I feel like in our culture, it's so validated, right? It's like, oh, you're so busy and you're just kicking ass and you're just doing all the things. And I feel like that gets like validated a lot of times. So you do feel that like, well, if one thing's validated, if I do 10 things, right? And kind of that like addict mentality is like, one is good, 10 is better. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I love kind of as you begin your chapter is, it's the reason we do a lot of things because I needed something different. So you're kind of part of your transformation story. And it's many times of my story as well, is that path just wasn't serving me anymore. And it was time to do something different. And maybe you didn't know exactly what that was going to look like. But how did you know it was kind of that time to change and to jump in?
And that's what I say, like in the chapter, I'm like, I don't know. It was just hormonal. Like I was pregnant also. And I was just like, F it, like I'm done. But it just, there was something that was screaming on the inside of me. It's like, I can't do this. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I think something about like bringing a second child into the world, I'm like, oh, is this the kind of mother I want to be? You know, just like, just slinks back and just doesn't really like go for what I want. And I didn't know what I wanted, but I was like, it's not this. And I think that was like the really like scary jump. I have a lot of control issues I'm working on. And you know, in that version of Shirley, like there was so much fear of like, I don't do this, what is next? They're so uncertain. It's just like jumping into the abyss and having faith. But somehow there was something pushing me inside that was like, I can't do this any longer. There's something that was like, there's got to be another way.
Yeah. And it's so important for us to start being more in tune with how we're feeling. I always say, you know, when I talk about it in my book as well, and in my chapter, is for too long, we've told people just push through, just work hard, just 110%, 150%. And it's like, stop. Why are we continuing to tell people to push past their limits? Because they're breaking. We're at a point where it's not really that we're doing any better. We're actually doing significantly worse. We're with our family and friends less. We're not pursuing our passions. We're just working for the sake of work. And I know one of your other, my favorite parts of it is, you said, I knew my inherent work ethic and high standards were lost on and exploited by this company. And I see that so much as well, is that we've told people this, and it's almost like an abusive relationship, is like, you know, hey, you know, if you do this, then, you know, I'll love you more. I'll give you more money. I'll, you know, all those things. And I'm sure, you know, people can relate to that part of your story.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just kind of also this idea. It's like sometimes we're so disconnected from our wants and desires. It's like we just got to do it because we got to get that job and we got to get that house and we got to get that, you know, like whatever. It's just like attaining. And it's like, wait, what do I really want? We've just, yeah, like you said, like learn to just push through, right? It's like, it doesn't matter what I want. Like, these are the things I have to do.
And I really hope, you know, as people read your chapter, they do take a little bit of that pulse. And if they are struggling with some of these issues, you know, think about, you know, is there maybe support like what you guys provide that could be helpful for them in these times? And wait, you know, don't wait until you're completely in crisis to ask for the help, but you really to get in there, you know, ahead of time and really start to work through it properly, right?
Absolutely.
One of the things you talk about, you mentioned, is the Shirley secret sauce. I just love that quote. But, you know, talking about how, you know, we're feeding our ego, but also our control, thinking that like, oh, our way is the only way. And we do it, you know, in many aspects of our life. But I love how you talk about that and like starting to transform that and realize how to capitalize on other people's uniqueness as well.
That was a big kind of learning lesson. And really like what caused me to be stuck for so long in my business is like, I wanted to grow, but no one could do it like Shirley. And it was just like, that was like the predominant like story that I kept telling myself. And then finally someone was like, but why do they have to do it like Shirley? And I was like, well, I don't know. And that was like, it seems like such a simple question, but when you're like wrapped up in your mind, you're like, this is the reality. This is how it has to be. And it was just, yeah, my coach asked me that question. I'm like, yeah, I guess it doesn't have to be Shirley's secret sauce. It could be Jenny's secret sauce, Mike's secret sauce. Everyone got a secret sauce. And that was like the dawning for me, the epiphany of like, the huge like light bulb went off. And I'm like, oh, that's why I'm so stuck. I'm looking for a clone when I don't need to. Everyone has their own unique gifts to bring to it. And they're different than mine. And that's great.
Yeah. Well, and it's hard too, because, you know, school teaches us this when we first start working, we're individual contributors, right? And it's all about me. It's all about what I can do and how I differentiate myself. Because in school, we put each other as, say, this is the top student, and this is the second best student, and, you know, and at work, here's the top performer and here's the, you know, middle performer. And you're always constantly like, well, if I don't stand out, if I don't have my own secret sauce constantly up there, no one's going to know, and I'm not going to get the accolades and those types of things. And then you become a manager or, you know, a leader or own your company. And all of a sudden, you have to think more holistically. You have to think about the people around you. And a lot of managers, unfortunately, do exactly what you said. They get their clones. They find a bunch of little mini-me's and make the team instead of doing what you did, which was really, let's find complementary people, right, to surround yourself with, and how important that is. How do you think that like diversity of thought and helps, you know, grow businesses?
Yeah, because like they have such like a different perspective, right? Everyone has such a unique perspective. So the things that I can see are great. And then the things that other people can see just add to it. And especially for, you know, the clientele that we work with, I like to have different personalities because there are different personalities out there. Someone may not jive with Shirley as well as, you know, someone else on my team, based on their experiences and personality and just kind of what they bring to the table. And so it's just nice to have variety, right? I mean, life would be so boring, even if it's our favorite flavor of ice cream. Like, it would just still be boring. It's like, I don't want to like see what other flavor there is. I'm like, I kind of, you know, kind of tired of mint chocolate chip a little bit. What else is out there? So it's kind of like a little bit of that sort of feeling, but it's been nice to kind of round out with diverse skills and, yeah, life experiences, all the things. It's like, now I see like variety in kind of the way that, you know, you're talking about, you know, chameleon and like evolution, right? It's like, it's about variety that kind of makes things evolve, not sameness.
Hi, everyone. My name is Nikki Green, and I am a life and business resiliency expert. I have been helping people for over 2 decades overcome their challenges and achieve their life and business goals. I wrote Chameleon Mindset for others seeking clarity while acclimating to new situations. This entertaining yet research-based guide to transitions will open your mind to unique strategies for finding purpose and achieving your goals. Through my new book, you will create the happy life you desire with 5 philosophies for change, beginning with C for creative adaptability. Move from resistance to resilience by assessing and adjusting your risk tolerance. The practical lessons in Chameleon Mindset will help you shift your mindset, sharpen your skill set, and overcome the things holding you back from dealing with change. We'll have the new online course coming soon. There are 6 modules in total, but the way you choose to pursue your destiny, it's up to you. Each module can be done independently or repeated as necessary to tackle new obstacles and new goals in your life. And you can earn extra chameleon coins for uncovering them. What are chameleon coins, you might ask? These are reward XP that you can earn to purchase additional Chameleon Mindset benefits as you progress through the course. You can get swag, group coaching, one-on-one coaching, exclusive event tickets, and networking opportunities. And if you collect enough coins, you can even earn a full day VIP intensive with me to work solely on your goals. And by joining the Chameleon crew, you will also gain access to my network of thousands of influential people around the world with expertise to help you on your business, your personal endeavors, health and fitness, and so much more. Reserve a copy today and click below to be added to our subscriber list.
Exactly. Well, I feel like as I, you know, became a better and better manager, it was the more humble I was when I got better, when I stopped trying to be everything to everybody. And I really started to take a step back to listen, to understand, to, and especially, you know, again, technology, so many things are changing so rapidly. It's difficult for any one person to stay on top of it all. So if you do have people that have these complementary skills, you know, everybody gets smarter together, right? And can collaborate and learn. So I love that. One of the things you also said is that the successes gave you the illusion that you are in control. Isn't that true though? But I do love just like the visual of that as well, is because it is like you feel like you've got that control, but actually, you know, it's not really there, right? You're not really getting to the things that you need. How did you start breaking down some of those barriers? I know you talk about the two Lindas, but maybe share a little bit about how, as a person who loves and was enjoying that control, you started letting it go yourself.
Yeah, it was in working with my coach, Linda, where she started to kind of show me there were payoffs and costs to everything, right, that I was doing. So the payoffs would be kind of that illusion of control, but what were the costs to me? I was constantly tired. I was constantly stressed. I was always overwhelmed because I had to be on top of everything all the time. Nothing could slip, you know, because if it did, it meant that Shirley wasn't in control and the world was chaotic and I was nobody. And it was just like kind of hanging on to that, hanging on. And then it was through the coaching that she could see, like, girl, like, there's a different way. Like, you don't have to be on top of everything all the time. It's okay. And that control doesn't really exist. It's like this idea that we keep chasing, but it's not real. And, you know, at the expense of being stressed and overwhelmed and, you know, just feeling like on edge all the time, isn't worth it. And yeah, for some people, they on their journey, like, you know, people are in different parts and it may be worth it for some people. But for me, I was in that space where I was like, no, thank you. What else is out there? And that was when I started kind of letting go more and more. And it's still a practice. There are still days I wake up and I'm like, I want to control everything. I'm like, no, it's okay.
Yeah, you got to get that voice back. Well, and that's it. You know, it does get a little bit easier. You get a little bit more tools. But, you know, people ask me too all the time. It's like, oh, well, Nikki, you're always adapting. It just seems like everything goes fine. And like, there were days where I'm not okay. I'm like, no, this is my limit. And today I'm not adapting. Today I'm just getting the status quo and be a little grumpy.
Yes. And that's okay. And that's okay.
Yeah. Well, and I think it showcases again, like how important it is to have mentors and coaches around us that can show us things that maybe we're not seeing about ourselves. And again, take that vulnerability that, you know, none of us are perfect. We're all trying to learn and improve. But I think that really helps people a lot to really just openly let those people in. But how hard was it for you to kind of work with that coach?
Oh my gosh, so hard. There were like sessions afterwards where I'm like, Linda, never did. She doesn't understand and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, how dare she? And that was just all part of my like mind trying to spin up a defense and my ego. And once I was able to work through that, I'm like, wait, why is she here? Like, why? Like, wouldn't it just be easier if she came on the call and just said, oh, that's great, Shirley. Oh, that's great. That's so great. You know, and I'm like, is that what I want? Is that what I'm paying her for? It's like, no, I'm paying to grow. And sometimes growth is painful, challenging, hard, but it is so worth it on the other side. But yeah, she's been amazing. Yeah, and that idea of like, I've been in control. I've been successful. It's like, how dare she tell me these things about myself? Like, does she not know who I am? And, you know, it was just kind of letting go of that to see like, oh, I see what she's talking about.
I love it. Well, and, you know, I had a real identity crisis when I left my corporate job because, you know, same thing, 20 years of doing it and, you know, I have all the degrees and the things. And, you know, it was like, well, what am I now? And like, all I could think of is like, I'm unemployed. Like, that was the word I kept using to just, and I was like, no, but I had a plan. Like, I knew I was going to quit. I had saved my money. I cut my bills. Like, I did all the things. And I was like, and I'm building a business and investing, you know, in my future and the things I want to do. But for like a month, like, that's all I could say to myself every morning and like have this panic attack of like, I'm unemployed.
No, I remember those moments, even like early in the business when, you know, you're just still trying to like make it and get out there and get a client or two. And it's just like, what have I done? I'm like, why did I leave like a cush like situation where I barely had to do anything and I was just getting paid every other week? Like, what am I doing? Am I crazy? But, you know, now 9 years into it, it's like, nope, I can't imagine kind of going back. It's like, now that this door is open, just keep moving forward.
Yeah, I love that. And that's where, you know, you, again, testing your gut and knowing you've hit that pivot is, in the beginning, people are like, oh, are you going to go back to corporate? You know, is this sort of like a sabbatical, a break or whatever? And in the beginning, I would almost flat out lie. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm still taking a few interviews. And, you know, like, I didn't really even commit out loud like what I was doing because I didn't really have a plan. And it wasn't until I really started just gut react saying, no, I'm never going back, you know, and really being full in like, no, this is the path and this is the thing. And I should have been doing it a long time ago. And once you step fully into it, it feels so powerful and you feel so confident and you're like, sky's the limit, right? Like, I can go do this all day.
That's so good. I'm so glad you made that journey too.
Get rid of my addiction of work and move on to my addiction of fun. It's fantastic. And so I just a few last things of like things that really stood out is that I really like that you said, you know, you ultimately learned that the only thing that changed really was your perspective and that changed the energy that you put out into the world. And I think that is so powerful. Maybe share a little bit about how that felt and, you know, how happy you are, you know, to make that transformation.
Yeah, it was just like really kind of stepping in and like recognizing myself. It was always there, but it was just like, oh, I'm just a mom. Oh, I just have this like little boutique, like little consulting company. It's just a little thing. But that again was like me like hiding, right? And not wanting to like be fully out there, because if I was fully out there, then people could judge me and they could say things. And then like, that was what I was kind of fearing and moving back from. But yeah, so that was kind of the journey of like shifting the perspective of, no, like I can do this. Like I'm really capable. And like those skills kind of lived within me this whole time. I mean, I've been leading my life. Like I'm the oldest child of two immigrant parents. Like I've been leading girl my entire life. And it's like, I do this with my eyes closed. Like, why am I now like in my professional life? I'm like, oh, I can't do that. I'm not a leader. I'm like, no, I've been doing it my whole life. And so it was just kind of like recognizing that and seeing that and then making the shift of like, no, I am a leader, rather than, oh, I want to be a leader or I aspire to be a leader. It's just like, it's inherently all within us already. So it's just like invoking that kind of powerful energy and stepping into it and being brave enough. It's not like an easy thing to kind of, you know, oh, just step into your power. There's a lot of fear that comes around that. So just kind of working through it.
Oh, beautiful. I love it. I know people are going to love your chapter. I know they're going to be inspired by your story. And I'm sure there are people out there that can definitely use your services and use your help. So as we kind of get ready to close out here and sign off, time just goes by way too quickly. But why don't you let folks know just kind of any parting thoughts, ways to get to reach you, and any ways that you can support the audience with the work that you do?
Yeah, my message for everyone is, you know, taking a step back and moving away from operating and thinking and living in fear and just taking the courageous step forward to just do something different and align to love. And I think that you and everyone around you will kind of feel that. And it feels better, right? I think fear separates us and love connects us. So that's kind of my parting message to everyone. And I'm hoping to start spark a movement, you know, hashtag more love, less fear. You can find me on my website, Recovery Consultants. It's recovery-consultants.com. And there's all sorts of information. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn.
Fantastic. Well, we'll put all of that in the show notes so we can help people to find you, and we'll tag you as we release the podcast. If you guys have not gone out and grabbed your copy of The Great Leadership Awakening, do it now. Do it now. And tell us how you like the book. What's your favorite chapter? Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm excited. Hopefully we'll hang out next time I'm in Northern California, and we'll do something fun, or, you know, maybe, you know, we'll go outside and it won't be raining. We'll try that for a while.
Thank you, Nikki, so much for having me. This has been great. It just flew by, and I'm so glad to be here.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us today for another episode of Stand Up and Stand Out. You know you can catch us where all the cool kids hang out, the Do podcast, on all the major platforms.
And if you want to connect with Nikki directly, you can get a hold of me on my personal site, thenikkigreen360.com. There you can check out my website, you can see any of my new books, you can learn more about this podcast, and follow us on social. Can't wait to hear from you, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.